Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. I know that there are many Muslims are listening. And actually, my Christian audience, if you meet a Muslim, you can point him to our program. I like to remind you of the story of the woman caught committing adultery in John 8. The Jewish teachers of the law brought her to Jesus and said she should be stoned to death. That's what the law of Moses tells us. Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust. Possibly Jesus wrote their sins and their names. Jesus told them, let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. But they slipped away one by one. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. This story and Jesus' words and action impacted my wife, Hala, deeply when she was a Muslim. Hala was born and raised as a Muslim in a Muslim family. Actually, she was studying in Al-Azhar University to become a Muslim teacher and an Arabic teacher. And as she was reading John 8, the Jewish teachers of the law brought this woman who had been caught in the act of adultery to Jesus. I know her story because when I go speak in a church Sunday morning, many times she come with me and she shared her testimony. She said to herself, the Jewish teachers are right. The law of Moses says she should be stoned. And they asked Jesus, what do you say? Hala, my wife, said, of course Jesus will say, yes, she should be stoned to death. Because that is also what the Islamic law states. She was studying Islamic law and the religion in Al-Azhar Islamic University, specialized in Islamic study. So she studied this law very, very well. And when she read what Jesus did and said, the Holy Spirit used the word of Jesus to reveal to her that Jesus is more than a prophet. I love it because he has divine wisdom. Jesus was saying to the woman that you have sinned, but I don't want you to die in your sin. That's what Hala was thinking. I see your repentant heart. I want you to live and sin no more. And Jesus came to reconcile sinners to God. Christ wanted these cruel teachers of the law to repent and be forgiven. Jesus did not accept the woman's sin, the act of adultery. He did not accept it. However, he treated her with love and mercy and gave her a second chance. Hala said, Jesus is no mere man, because no mere man would do what Jesus did and say what Jesus said, especially at that time. Jesus must be more than a prophet. I love it because every time she shared her testimony, I myself get touched because Muslims are used to hear and read the harsh judgment according to Islamic law, harsh judgment of God. But Jesus came to reveal to us the depth of God's love toward the human race and the mercy of God. Okay, now compare Jesus' words of mercy and action of love toward this woman with the cruelty of the people who dragged her before everybody. Also, as I was writing my book, I could not help it getting into some research in Islamic books, and I read in the most acknowledged biography on Muhammad's life by Ibn Hisham, a story about a man and a woman who were caught in adultery. In that story, which is recorded in the most reliable Islamic records, the people asked Muhammad to be the judge. Muhammad asked a Jewish rabbi to read the passage about adultery. As the rabbi read from the Torah, Abdullah Salam, who was present at that time with them, struck the rabbi's hand, saying, "This, O prophet of God, is the verse of stoning, which he refuses to read to you." The Jewish rabbi did not want to tell Muhammad everything that is recorded in their holy scriptures. Muhammad then said, "Wow to you, Jews, what has induced you to abandon the judgment of God, which you hold in your hands?" Muhammad acknowledges that the Jews had the holy scriptures in their hand. Now, just to give you the reference, Ibn Hisham al-Sira al-Nabawiyyah 267. Ibn Hisham is a concise biography and account of the personality and life of Muhammad. Now, before I run out of time, I want to share with you very important prayer request. Recently, I had a mission trip to Virginia. I call it mission trip because there are tens of thousands of Muslims over there and Washington, D.C. And I had the privilege, by God's grace, to speak in a few churches, Free Methodist and Calvary Chapel, and to meet with hundreds of believers and to motivate them and equip them to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. And I also did a special training. And actually, one of the churches, the Free Methodist, invited Muslims to come to the church to eat, to break fast of Ramadan. And we ate with them and we gave them my book and other Christian materials. And they invited me to go to the mosque, and they invited people from the church, and we gave more Christian materials, more books. God provided many divine appointments, and the trip was awesome from beginning to end. I want you to pray with me about all the seeds that were planted of God's word. My precious audience, maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, God is speaking to you, and you are realizing today that Jesus is more than a prophet, and Jesus offers forgiveness of your sins, and God loves you, and he sent Jesus to reconcile you to him, to bring you to a relationship with him, a loving relationship. Maybe today you want to say to God, "I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to sin anymore." I am hoping that you are like my wife, realizing that you need to put your faith in Christ. So I'm going to invite you right now to pray with me. Jesus, I believe in you, that you died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. Thank you, God, for forgiving my sins. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials. Congratulate you. Maybe guide you to a church close to where you live. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with his presence and enable us to communicate the message of Jesus.
I have a coworker who is Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. And now you can listen to Glad News for Muslims wherever you hear your favorite podcast. If God puts it in your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.